I think we're live.
And we're live. Hey, good morning. Hey, I got Jerry. Jerry put a message and he retracted it. We just haven't started yet. How you doing, Jerry? And we're back. And I'm just muting my phone so it doesn't like go off during the show. Anyway, hey, everyone. We're back and in the office here. Got the doggies around me. They missed us. Back from vacation. First day back. I'm a little scruffy. Sorry about that. I want to tell you, it was a good trip. So we went on vacation. We went up this car climb Mount Washington. And the title of this episode is how we did an agile vacation this past weekend. And I'm going to share with you. I did post some live videos from top of Mount Washington. I just finished watching that before it came live on air. And it was a little windy up there. It's funny. The closed caption calls it music. Maybe it is music. Anyway, so we're talking about how we applied Agile to our vacation and that Agile mindset got us the most value out of this vacation. And I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And this is the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. We're going to get very practical, very tactical with the vacation planning and how we did it and what we did in flight. And we do this so you bring value to your customer. Show you an example of how you bring value and get you home to family and friends so you can have fun and go on vacations, maybe little agile mini vacations. It was really a good vacation. Wish it was longer. Actually, don't. No, it was perfect. It was right in the middle. So why do I call this an agile vacation? Why this episode? Why? Just want to show that agile mindset applies more than calculating how many story points there are on a Scrum team. It applies more than just software. It's how you think and how you act. And one of the things we did. Oh, and by the way, you go away for a little bit of time and I'm just going to talk about this. YouTube changed their whole setup for how you start going live on there. And it's brand new to what they do. So I recorded on Thursday. We did a remote on Friday via my cell phone. Did another one Sunday, I think. Yeah, because Saturday there was no internet where we were. There was no connection whatsoever. It's like if you drove to a gas station and you plugged in and you get some internet, see what's going on. And there was a little more technical reason why we did that. So then I did a live thing from the top of Mount Washington. I was actually shocked that I was actually doing YouTube live from up there. I will share that on LinkedIn later today just so people can see it. It's pretty cool. I was amazed with the technology. And the views were amazing. I have lots of pictures. And I'm able to put them up, some of them up on Instagram today and put some TikToks up. I got lots of TikTok, a lot of video, little footage from waterfalls and things like that that I will share with everyone as we go through the week. And, okay. So come on, Greg, just talk about the Agile stuff. So what was Agile about? One, apparently there was a hurricane coming up the east. We hadn't planned this vacation. A couple of things we had to do in advance. It's like everything, you have to plan some things in advance. Like I had to book a hotel. Actually, I booked the hotel the day before we went. Very agile because we weren't sure where we were going to go, what the plan was. So we kept it left. We figured there's enough hotels. Flexibility, what's MVP? We didn't need a luxury hotel. We just needed one for one night as we drove up to New Hampshire and Mount Washington. And we're going to stay in a camp up there. So I booked this thing called a yurt. It's a Y-U-R-T. Different from my cabin. We weren't going to take our backpacking stuff because it was just too far of a drive. So I got this yurt, which is a round circle thing. And it looks like, and it was all canvas based. It wasn't a cabin. Different. My son wouldn't be surprised. I couldn't tell him anything about the yurt. I was kind of surprised too, but it was good. It was perfect. We did that. My wife, 2 weeks before, booked online the Cog Railroad. We took the Cog Railroad. So there's a couple of things we did ahead of time. Now, we didn't know about the hurricane. I don't think anybody knew about the hurricane coming. So as we're going up there, my wife's like, we want to go to a water park. So the night before we left, or day or two before, probably about two, night before, we finally established, or two, two nights before, because that's when I booked the hotel. We were like, where can we go? We looked on the map, try to find a water park that we can go to for a couple hours as a break during the drive. So we did that. It was great. So we broke the trip down into small components, right? We drove for 3 hours into an area where there was a water park, spent three plus hours at a water park with the kids, wife, family, everybody had fun. And then from there, we drove another 3+ hours to a hotel, which we booked the night before, because it was all based on where we're going to go. So it's very agile in how we got the most value out of the trip. We drove, had some water park fun, stayed in a hotel, and we were also looking for a hotel that was closer to the beach. So on Friday, we were able to drive to the beach, spend some time on the beach up in New Hampshire. All along there, we got a lobster boat because that was one of it's a lobster sandwich that my wife wanted to have. Spent an hour or two there. Kids got to play a casino, arcade game kind of thing. They love doing that stuff. And then we went from there. And we drove up towards, we thought it was kind of far. So here's the thing. The road for Mount Washington, that's where we got the sticker, right? We're debating, just like everything. Time's there. We got a hurricane coming. Don't know what the weather's going to be like. It's on its way. It's going to be cloudy, whatever. And as we're driving from the beach, we're like, you know, we look at our watch. We can make it. Only get an hour up on top of Mount Washington. But we don't know what the hurricane's doing, right? So we took advantage of the opportunity and changed our plans and basically drove up from the beach. So zero sea level elevation to like 6,200 feet in one day. That poor car went crazy. And we drove up the top of Mount Washington. We got the little sticker, right? That was one of the goals, was to get the little sticker. And made it up there, and we got to spend an hour or so up there before they kicked us off the top of the mountain, because I think it was about 6:45. They said, everybody off the mountain, because it does get very dark and very scary. We got a lot of videos. I'll share some of those videos too. So we got the most value out of it, on that, especially on the whole trip. We got water park, beach, lobster boat, Mount Washington, and then we drove to the yurt in time for them to check out, which was like our check-in, which was like 8 o'clock at night. So we checked in, got there. So we got all that done in one day. Very agile, get the most value out of it because we kept everything small, achievable, enjoyed what we got, didn't waste time at places, absorbed and enjoyed the moment that we were there. And then the next day, it was kind of the same thing, because the only time we went is where we go to the gas station thing. Is we had to check the weather because we weren't sure if a major hurricane was coming up and going to blow the yurt away, or it was, because the yurt's just a canvas tent kind of thing, a big circle, a little more stable, but it's still canvas tent. So we weren't sure what we were going to be. And then we went hiking, did like 5 hours of hiking on Saturday, did a couple more things, toured around, took, you know, pre-canvas, like a sprint, right? Like a spike. So we did a spike. So we went hiking for 5 hours. Yeah, we went hiking for like 5 hours. That was an accident. We saw some beautiful waterfalls. And we hiked all around the mountain areas. Lots of hiking up there in New Hampshire. And then drove up in a spike to where the Cog Railroad was, because we didn't know where it was, how far it took there. So we took a little spike, drove up there, checked it out, got some great videos of all three trains. The steam engine and two diesels pulling on cars up the mountain, which I have videos for that too. And when we got there, this is the spike. So the whole purpose behind that was, how far does it take us to get there? Because we were going to get the very first train. We didn't want to miss it. So we did a spike to go verify, just to check, see how it was, what was going to scope out the area, and then go back and have dinner. So we did that. And then the next morning, we got up really early. Got some breakfast at a local little gas station. Went up the mountain, took the mountain. That's where the live video came from on Sunday. And we're like, hey, we fit this in. The hurricane didn't show up. So we got all the time, got to see the top of what it would look like when there's clouds all around. So I got different views, and then worked our way down. And then on the way home, again, we adapted to what the situation was, because we could have drove down the normal path. And that would took us right into the storm. Like, no, we're not doing that. So we ended up driving west It's add an hour or two to our drive. Stopped at a couple of places, a couple of little dive restaurants and things like that, and checked out some things, and just it was pretty cool. It's a long drive. I think it was like an 8-hour drive. I made it down and just had a couple of little rainstorms that we drove through. So that was our Agile vacation. And the wifey just got here. So she's here to go back to work and everything like that. And you're probably going to hear the dogs cry in about 2 seconds. So with that, I'm going to say, see you later. Oh, there goes the dog. Ah. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. And enjoy. And again, there's more to Agile than just work. So I will see you tomorrow. And you all have a great day. Happy scrumming. Good to be back. See ya. And bye.